Speaking of readjusting numbers, the White House announced that the federal budget deficit is projected to grow to an estimated $427 billion this year. Let me read that again. $427 billion. The figure was changed from the Congressional Budget Office's original assessment to include the president's $80 billion request to help pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. To help us parse these numbers, we're joined by Mike Santoli, a senior editor at Barron's Magazine. He's with us from his office in New York City. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Is this number surprising in any way?
Well, it's surprising in a certain sense. There's sort of a good news, bad news aspect to it. The good news being, you know, the original estimate for the previous fiscal year, the 2004 fiscal year, was for over $500 billion deficit. It came in lower than that, actually, closer to $400. And so the adjustment that we're seeing right now to a $427 is a little bit, it's higher than the Congressional Budget Office came out with yesterday. But it's not particularly alarming since people had more or less projected something in this range. So, in fact, some people still think that the $427 billion number might be a very conservative estimate. In other words, sort of an incentive to give a high number and hopefully do better than that when the fiscal year comes to a close.
Similar things were said last year. They put the first estimate pretty high and then said, see, we're doing much better than
there
we thought.
There you go, exactly. Yeah.
Now, what does this estimate include and what does it not include?
Well, the $427 billion estimate pretty much includes everything in the sense that what is now foreseeable in terms of government expected expenditures and you know, the sort of current run rate of revenues. The 368 number that that Congress came out with did not include that extra $80 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's, you know, it's a bit of a point of contention as to whether it was sort of on purpose eliminated from the original numbers, or whether, in fact, you know, people are just sort of tallying this up as we go along. It does seem as if there's an instinct not to kind of embed that that run rate of expenditures into every year's budget. Therefore, it kind of goes into the base. You don't necessarily want that.
Yeah. And there are also some things that Congress may or may not do. For example, create private accounts for Social Security, which would involve some substantial cost. Make the president's tax cuts permanent. That would also increase some costs.
It would. It's sort of doubtful that those things would really have a tremendous impact in the current fiscal year. So we're almost at, you know, we're several months into this current fiscal year. So it's not as if that would necessarily all take hold now. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a completely moving target, and a lot of the initiatives that the administration has right now obviously are going to change the number substantially if they go through.
Now, why is it that when the White House makes a request for $80 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, that's what's described as a supplemental request? It's not part of the Pentagon budget.
Right. It's almost like an ad hoc extra dialing up for extra money. I mean, essentially, it means that it wasn't simply in the original annual budget, and essentially the administration has updated what it believes it needs. Some of the things that were said was that, you know, obviously equipment's wearing out, the deployments have lengthened, but you know, interestingly, there's also an allocations in that $80 billion to do some sort of streamlining or alteration of the Army into more divisions and things like that, which does seem to be, you know, kind of a Pentagon priority. It's not really to pay for things on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's a little bit hard. It's a blurring of the figures to know exactly what the real allocation is.
But the basic idea of this is the Pentagon budget pays for all the bullets and beans and the health costs and administrative costs and the buildings and the bases and all of that.
Right.
If you want a war, that's extra.
Right. I mean, an extended effort like this, absolutely. It is extra. It's really, you know, and of course, nobody is able to to schedule this and know exactly how many years forward you want to project those kinds of numbers. So it's obviously a little bit tough to pin down.
And that is one of the questions that arises from all of the projections, beginning with this year's deficit, about how we're going to be, how we're supposed to be trying to reduce the federal deficit.
Yes, it is. Right now, I mean, I will say at the outset that these sort of 10-year forward estimates of the deficit have a terrible record of being accurate, simply because of a lot of assumptions the CBO has to make about economic growth and a lot of other things. So it's not as if we know for sure what's going to happen here. But what was interesting about some of the news yesterday is that the White House has sort of refined its definition of what it will mean for its goal of halving the deficit in 5 years, which would be by 2009. And essentially what they're saying is they're going to cut in half the percentage that the deficit accounts for in terms of gross domestic product. In other words, how big is the deficit relative to the economy? They're going to have that ratio. And that is a little bit of a lower threshold to meet. It would basically mean even if the, you know, the deficit doesn't have to come down very much, the economy just has to grow and you might be able to meet that target.
So deficits can be adjusted, and I guess half can be readjusted too.
Right, exactly.
Mike Santoli, thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Mike Santoli, a senior editor at Barron's Magazine, joined us by phone from his office in New York City. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.